This is Lady Raina with continuing the conversation on health and healing. Let's talk. Today we'll be talking about emotional wellness. And during this conversation, we're going to be speaking about emotional aromatherapy system. This system consists of six different oils that deal with six type of different emotions that you could actually experience, and gives you the benefits of pure natural products that can help you through those emotions. Are you frustrated at work? Have setbacks in spite of your best efforts shaken your confidence? Or has misplaced trust left you clinically more often than your best self or how you should be feeling? Then stop, reset, and restart with Motivate Encouraging Blend. It is a mixture of mints and citrus, such as peppermint plant, clementine peel, corinda seed, basil herb, yuxa peel, melissa leaf, rosemary leaf, and vanilla bean absolute. And is guaranteed through aroma to complement feelings of affirmation of confidence, courage, and belief in oneself. This blend totally will encourage you positively and motivate you to get whatever it is that's set in front of you done. You can apply it to the bottom of your feet in the morning to jumpstart your day. You can diffuse it while you're working on a project at work or school to stay motivated and engaged. You can also apply it to the pulse points before participating in a sporting event or other competitions. It will definitely give you some inspiration that you need to make it to your finish line, to end your goal the way you set out and planned originally. Use Motivate to help you get to your planned end. Everyone knows a bright disposition and a cheerful attitude can smooth over many of the bumps and challenges of life. So with cheer, this uplifting blend composed of citrus and spicy essential oils such as wild orange peel, clove bud, star anise fruit seed, lemon myrtle leaf, nutmeg kernel, vanilla bean extract, ginger, rhizome, cinnamon bark, and citronus herb will help you inspire an optimistic and cheerful, happy atmosphere. And like I said, creates an energizing and positive environment that will carry you through your day. So you can use this when you're diffusing at home, work, or school. You can add a couple of drops to your favorite diffuser or place it in your car. And you can also apply a drop to your hands, rub them together, and create a diffuser with your hands. So what you do is, again, a couple of drops in the palm of your hands, you rub your hands together, and you inhale deeply as you need it throughout the day, and it'll give you a clear, uplifting blend. I actually also, for those of us that are still, you know, we're in a season when some of us are not clear about whether or not we're going to remove our mask. So cheer is a scent that I actually have people place on either side of their mask to give a cross breeze in their mask, so that way they won't feel so uptight and tense about wearing the mask if they're choosing to still use the mask during this time. And we have one last blend in this emotional aromatherapy system that is passion, the inspiring blend. We're going to talk about these are the ones I have in this cycle I spoke about so far, is speaking about the cheerful ones that help you through and keep your moods uplifted and inspired and happy. Have you lost your why, your mojo, or your passion? Too much of even a good thing can become predictable and boring over time. So with Passion Inspiring Blend, a spice and herb essential oils mix of fraginated coconut oil, cardamom seed, cinnamon bark, ginger rhizome, clove bud, sandalwood, jasmine flower absolute, vanilla bean absolute, and dandelion leaf helps get you to a place where these combinations create a joyful and inspiring atmosphere and transcends the trivial. So if you were upset and just couldn't focus and meet that deadline to the project that you've been working on so long, I would say you would use passion, and it would actually revitalize all the reasons why you said that you will complete this task, all the reasons why you set out to perform the task. It would give you back that drive that you lost somewhere along the way, because maybe the process wasn't as smooth as you thought it would be. Well, this is going to give you back your why, give you back your zeal, your whole reason for being. How you can use it is you can use 2 drops and apply it to your diffuser of choice. You can apply 2 drops in a desired, you can topically use it, let me say that. And you can use it with a carrier oil. So our carrier oils are fragmented coconut oil, but you know you always have a jojoba oil, olive oil, avocado oil, and you can take that and use it in the palms of your hands. You can use it as a hand diffuser. You can rub it on your inner palms of your hands, and you can smell it when you need it. When you feel like you're feeling a little low, you can just wave your hand and it's going to uplift your whole mood. So these were our uplifting oils that need to give you that extra boost to get through that last bit of that task that maybe feels mundane at this point. You feel a little worn down on. So please stay tuned and come back. We'll be talking about our next 3 set of oils that take you through those times where you can't see the light on the other side. See you in a few minutes.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m.
It's Lady Raina. Have a new podcast coming up, Let's Talk Healing, that will air on Fridays at 10 a.m. where we get to continue the conversation on health and healing. That's hashtag CTCHH, continuing the conversation on health and healing. Meet me there Fridays at 10 a.m. Let's talk. Hi guys, it's Lady Raina speaking about this emotional aromatherapy system today. So these next 3 oils played a different role in my day-to-day and some of the people that I connect with on a day-to-day. We'll start off with Forgive, the Renewing Blend. I received a phone call from my cousin one day, and she was just very, very angry about some of the choices that she had made. And I started speaking to her about this aromatherapy oil called Forgive, the Renewing Blend. Just speaking to her, letting her know, you know, in this situation, what's done is what's done. You need to forgive yourself and move on. So she said, you know, I know you are definitely the master of oils, Raina. What would you prescribe? And I said, I started using Forgive, Renewing Blend, because it helped me ground myself in the place that I was at. It gave me some contentment with the decisions that I had made, knowing that, you know what, I already made these decisions and it was time to move on and see if, you know, if what I had decided then when I made those decisions wasn't the best thing for me. Well, now we had to move on and make some different decisions. So I had to forgive myself first. So, you know, when she started asking me, Raina, well, what's the combination of oils that's in it? So I told her, you know, spruce leaf, bergamot peel. Bergamot peel specifically deals with anger. So that was one of the things that piqued my selection for her is because she was angry when she called me. And I couldn't get around that. So I know that bergamot oil is one of the oils I use to deal with anger when someone is telling me what they're dealing with. Juniper berry, fruit, you know, myrrh resin. Myrrh definitely deals with any kind of cleansing. So, you know, anger can bring about toxins that are no good for you. So you always want to cleanse yourself of negativity when you're moving through these spaces. Abavite wood, Nakota tree wood, thyme leaf, and citronella herb. Herbs are always the woodsy herbs. Herbs are always good for, again, dealing with emotions and anger. So this was awesome. You know, I told her, diffuse some of it when she was meditating to release some of those feelings that she was harboring of anger and guilt. You can't be guilty about what you have left in the past if you need to or have any intentions to move on. So I thought that it would just be great for her particular situation. I told her to apply it to her pulse points, you know, and she could rub it over her heart as well on the day that she needed to make peace with the decisions that she made. That was her story. My story, I think, when I started using Forgive was, had a dear girlfriend of mine that was fine. And you know what? One day COVID took her life and she was young and aspiring, up and becoming. And I couldn't forgive myself because 2 weeks prior, I saw her outside and she was like, Raina, come see me. Come hang out. Let's do something. And I promised and I didn't get there. So I had to forgive myself for not showing up. So again, when you are feeling feelings of guilt or you're angry about something that, guess what? It's already passed. It's done. Now it's time to move forward. You would use Forgive. Okay, guys. So the next oil I'm going to talk about right now would be Console, the Comforting Blend. I don't know if I would think that Console is used as a self-healing or self-soothing oil where you're able to, you know, diffuse it during times of loss, to comfort of the soul, to evoke those feelings of hope. So after when I walked through the unforgiveness that I dealt with not going to see my girlfriend prior to her being on life support, I needed to find some way to console myself because it wasn't going to help that I was going to be beating myself up. I liked it because me knowing the background of the oils, the frankincense resin, that's good for your mind. That being a holy oil, you know, that's the way I grew up, you know, knowing about the biblical benefits of it. The patchouli oil, dealing with anxiety, the Lang Lang flower that brings you an evenness, a peace about some things. The Labanon stem, twig, the amethyst bark, the sandalwood. Sandalwood is an oil that deals with all kind of emotions. So, you know, I knew I was barking up the right alley. Rose flower. Rose, the queen of oils. She's always good for emotional times that you may go through, where I use her to uplift again my feelings. Sometimes I was applying it in a diffuser or applying it over my heart, rubbing it over my heart in a circular motion in the morning and at night, because you never know how things can actually impact you until it happens. I never knew that my girlfriend passing, it totally paused me. I got quiet for like a month. My mother even made the comment, Raina, you okay? It's not like me to be as quiet. So I had to really use this console oil to help bring myself some consolation on a daily basis and deal with the feelings of sadness that I had. So if you are feeling sad about, you know, one of your loved ones passing during this time, I think Console will be an awesome oil to try to help you. And I know people say, wow, oil? Yes. I can automatically feel the shift with how the aromatherapy bases of these oils met the chemicals in my body to change my whole way of being at that time. And sometimes, guess what? If it's not going to have a side effect, why not let something else help you? You don't have to do it all by yourself. Thank you so much for joining me today as we discussed the first three blends of oils that we find in our emotional aromatherapy system. This is Lady Raina signing off for today. Thank you so much for joining me. Until we meet again.